We want to thank Fast Track Steel Buildings for sponsoring Generations Today. If your church or school is looking to expand, call Fast Track at 303-797-0991. They have buildings perfect for churches, gymnasiums, agricultural barns, riding arenas, and more. Call for a free brochure, 303-797-0991, and get your project started on the right track with Fast Track. 303-797-0991.
Warning, this program contains content that may not be suitable to some listeners. It contains decency, truth, ageless wisdom, a father who cares. It's Generations with Kevin Swanson.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. I'm a pastor. I'm an executive director of Christian Home Educators of Colorado, but I'm a father and a husband, and that's why we're doing the program today. Today, the program is on pornography. This is a continuation of the series we began yesterday, and something is unusual about this program. We do not have children in the room. We typically have our children here with us as fathers, working on a generational vision, but today our children are out of the room, and you might remove your children from the room as we deal with this incredibly relevant topic of pornography. 47% of Christians admit pornography is a major problem in their homes. That according to a 2003 survey from Internet Filter Review. It's a major problem, Dave, with men and women.
It is a major problem. It makes me think that maybe 53% of Christians have a problem with confession. Because I can say that, Kevin, because a few years ago I was doing a men's retreat and I took 50 men up in the mountains for a weekend. And by the time that retreat was over, through a period of confession and prayer, 49 of the 50 men confessed publicly to the other men that were there that they had a problem with pornography within the last year. And the 50th, well, we're not so sure about, but that's pretty remarkable.
We made the point yesterday, this is every man's battle. But Dave, you know, there's a lot of men out there that are afraid of confessing this sin. They're afraid of bringing this out because they're afraid it's going to destroy their families. But Dave, they're already destroying their families. They've already brought the beast into the home that's ripping that family to shreds. They don't realize that, do they?
No, they have to make a decision whether or not they're going to stop destroying their families.
Yeah.
Or whether they're going to continue destroying their families. If the families are going to be destroyed, it's already because of what's been done.
It's time to stop destroying your family. It's time to confess. If you've got issues in your thought life, especially related here to pornography, and Dave, you know, I said they're destroying their families, but when a father has a pornography problem, that is going to affect the generations. That's going to affect his sons.
Well, that's also going to affect his daughters. A daughter is not stupid. They watch their fathers. They see what attracts them. You know, a good test for a father, look at your teenage daughter, if you have a teenage daughter. How is she presenting herself? Is she presenting herself in modesty the way that you think she ought to? If she's not, she's probably doing it to catch your attention because that's what she's seen appeals in you. You're passing your sins to your sons and to your daughters.
And the ironic thing here, Dave, is that it destroys relationship. It's a false form of relationship. It destroys intimacy in the marriage. That point has been made 100 times on Christian radio, if not once. But it also destroys an intimacy, a pureness, a relationship that we might have with our sons and daughters. You don't have a good relationship with your daughters if you're just hanging out watching pornographic images about girls, women that are disclothed.
You won't have a relationship with your wife that's intimate and close, and your children know that. Their security is derived largely from the security within the marriage. The whole temperature in your house is going to be lowered. It is a sin that needs to be confessed. But, you know, one of the reasons men are afraid to confess this is they're afraid of hurting their marriage, which they've already done. They also are afraid that they're going to hurt their wives, which they've already done. And we need as men to trust our wives. We need to have faith that that helpmate that God gave us, God made her sufficient to help us with this too.
Ladies and gentlemen, a prevalent problem that is destroying relationships, destroying families, pornography. How to deal with it, how to confess it to your wives in just a moment on Generations.
Don't let the blazing summer heat get to you while you're driving. Let Academy Car Care and Repair keep your air conditioner operating at its capacity. At Academy Car Care and Repair, they can service all makes and models. Why not depend on a repair facility that has provided service with honesty and integrity for over 10 years? And as always, they offer a 10% discount to all military. Academy Car Care and Repair, at the corner of Academy and LaSalle.
Christian families have not escaped the rapid increases in healthcare costs. They are looking for solutions. Does the Bible provide any answers to the problems that plague our healthcare system? There are a growing number of Christian families who have joined together through Samaritan Ministries. They are helping one another directly with medical needs, one Christian household to another. Every month, there are more than 10,000 households who pray with one another, send notes of care and encouragement, and give a monthly share to help with other members' needs. They are sharing nearly $1.5 million in needs every month, yet the monthly share is only $195, even less for couples and singles. Christians need to take the lead in demonstrating to others that the Bible really does have the answers, including health care. If you would like to know more about a movement of caring, committed believers, call Samaritan Ministries at 1-888-2-OTHERS or visit the website at www.samaritanministries.org. Welcome back to Generations. It's every man's battle. The issue is pornography today on Generations, and this is a problem that is prevalent in society today. And hello, this is another red-blooded American male, and one more in studio, Dave Buhner, with us today. We are talking about an issue that affects every one of us, Dave. And as we have discussed, if somebody has a problem with pornography and lust, and they've been entangled in this sort of thing, the only hope for that man is if he can get honest and get honest about it today. If there's any hope for his family, he's got to get honest. And Dave, it's difficult to be honest with your wife on this issue of pornography and lusting after other women.
Well, it is, because we're going to risk hurting. In fact, we will hurt our wives when we confess it. But we've already hurt it. We've already damaged the relationship. That's a given. What we have to make a decision is whether or not we love that wife and we value that relationship enough to stop hurting it.
That's exactly right. And Dave, there are wise ways to be honest, and there are unwise ways to be honest about what's going on as well.
Well, there certainly is. If you come through the door and you're saying, today's the day I'm going to confess it to my wife. I'm going to straighten out my ways. And you come home and she goes, how was your day, honey? I had a really tough day. I spent the last couple hours fighting lust. I was staring at a scantily clad woman and she was beautiful and gorgeous. How was yours, honey?
That's not going across real well with a wife that wants to be loved and appreciated and wants to be the object of all your desires and affections, is it?
No, it's not, and it's probably a man who's going to be cold while he sleeps that night.
Yeah, it's going to be the doghouse. You know, but there are wise ways to bring this out to our wives. And you know, I think our wives need to understand that we are in a battle. And when we marry our wives, we need to say, welcome to the battle, and you're my partner.
Well, in premarital counseling, it would be really wise if counselors would say this. And wives, it would be good if you would hear this. You're a partner. You're a helpmeet to your husband. Your husband is, because there's blood flowing through his veins, he is struggling with lust. He is struggling with the images and the thoughts that are coming all around us in culture. He has this sin, but God has ordained you, his wife, to be the answer.
It's a given. It's a given that he's struggling with lust. That ought to be a given, and our wives need to understand that. And then we need to say, welcome to the team. We're going to team up against this thing, and we're going to beat it, you and I together. And so a better way of approaching this is the husband comes back from work and says, honey, you know, it has been a struggle today. There was somebody at work that just walked by just a fleeting second, and I struggled for a moment. And, you know, honey, I think it's time for us to get intimate now.
And women, you need to understand that sometimes now means now with a man, that men have a very quick ramp-up function when it comes to sexuality and lust. And God has said, you're the partner. See, you're the not just the outlet, you're the amplifier, you're the place at which he rejoices in this gift of sexuality. And so when now means now, let's not bicker about if now means now or it means later.
Precisely. So, folks, the marriage is a partnership, and it's not just a partnership in a physical sense, it's a partnership in a spiritual sense. As that husband and that wife team up together to beat the flesh and to beat the world and its influence that it has upon us. Well, Dave, there are other ways to deal with this problem of pornography. Let's go through them one by one. We've talked about getting counsel. We've talked about committing sin. But let's get down to the real heart of the issue. The heart of the issue in terms of pornography is really, who do you love? Right? If somebody is struggling in this area, he's struggling with a very basic issue of guilt and shame. That is, he continually sins against God, and he knows it when he gives into the sin of lust. And what he has to do is take that sin to the cross of Christ and say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. I have sinned against you. And just dump all that guilt and shame at the cross of Jesus Christ. And the response he has to Christ is essential. Does he love Christ? That's the issue. Does he love Christ enough to leave his habit there?
You know, I'm reminded of the rich young ruler in Mark who comes running up to Christ and asks, what must I do to follow you? And it says that, you know, Christ loved this man, and he felt strong for him, and he tells him to keep the commandments. The young man responds, I've done these all since the days of my youth. Obviously, we're talking about breaking a commandment here. But then Jesus tells him to sell all that he has and give it to the poor. Because Jesus realized this was his idol. This was the thing that he wanted to coexist, that he wasn't willing to turn over to his Savior. And it occurs to me that with men, Christian men, this is their idol, something that God has ordained within marriage. Men don't want to keep it within there. And whatever the cause was, whether it was bitterness or a crossword or just wanting something without dealing with the relationship, with the problems of intimacy, it's something that God calls to the man and says, have your sex only within marriage and come follow me. And the question is whether or not we're going to follow Christ or whether we're going to leave like that rich young ruler. Sad.
Yeah. And what is our relationship with Christ? 1 Corinthians 10 has a very interesting passage where it talks about coming to the meal, coming to the Lord's Supper, enjoying the fact that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, enjoying the great salvation that God has brought us. And then he says, you know, there are people that took God's food. They ate God's food in the wilderness. They wiped their mouths, and then they went out and fornicated and committed horrible sins in idolatry and fornication. He says, you know what? God destroyed those people because that really showed the character of their hearts. They really didn't love the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't love God. And those that do it in the New Testament have the same problem. They're sitting there sort of enjoying the Lord's Supper and enjoying the fact that Jesus died on the cross, but they're not really appreciating it. They're not really receiving it by faith, and they get up and they go and they just participate in their fornication and their pornography habit just like they did before.
It's also a problem of worshiping the creation. You know, God created women beautiful, and he created sex as wonderful. It's appreciating the creation without appreciating the Creator, and that is sin.
Exactly. Well, once that heart issue has been taken care of, they've been to the cross, they realize they've got to dump their sins there, they love God, they love Jesus so much, they walk away and say, I will do anything for him. I'll even get rid of all my pornography. I'll just stop it. And you know, you've got to go cold turkey on this thing, don't you? You can't just say, I'm going to just look at pornography on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and I'll just go soft porn for a while, and then eventually I'll break that habit. You've got to go cold turkey on the pornography issue.
Well, I smile as you say that. It's sort of like Hitler saying, well, I'll only kill 1 million Jews next month, and then the month after that I'll only kill 50,000. Either you're going to stop killing, you're going to stop sinning, or you're not. There isn't really a room for compromise here because our lawgiver, our Lord, our King, doesn't give us room for that. He says, come to me, love the shepherd.
Then you've got the issue of rehabituation. That is, that if you've had a habit of looking at other women, if you've had a habit of pornography, you need to make a covenant with your eyes not to look at that maid, not to look at that young woman, but you also need to make a covenant with your wife. Somebody once said you can't replace something with nothing. You've got to replace that pornography issue with proper living, with proper love.
In other words, the marriage bed should be hot, And that was a Puritan who said that a marriage bed should be hot. It's funny because Puritans are always chastised for being unsexual, and they were anything but. They really believed in a very hot marriage bed, a marriage bed that's active. That is part of God's ordained plan, that her body belongs to you and your body belongs to her, and that you celebrate the oneness and the intimacy regularly and often. It creates emotional closeness. It creates affection. It even creates children.
That's right. Praise be to God. What a blessing. And it is a blessing. You're going to need to replace that, whatever that bowl of porridge the world is trying to give in pornography. It is not satisfying. It is only a habit that destroys. Replace that with a godly relationship. Be ravished with your own wife. And of course, that takes diligence, hard work, discipline, and true self-sacrificing love. In fact, ultimately, you know, you can't seek your own pleasure. If you seek your own pleasure, you'll never get it. It'll just be something half-baked. But if you seek your wife's comfort and pleasure, you'll be incredibly blessed. And ultimately, it's coming back to relationship, loving your wife, and then finding great fulfillment in that relationship that God gave you.
And the other irony is that as you draw closer to your wife, according to God's plan, you draw closer to God, that the joy of your salvation becomes prevalent in your life. Not only do you love God with all your heart, but you love Him in all places, even the marriage bed. And the synergy between the marriage relationship and the picture of Christ and His church in that marriage relationship grows and grows, and it builds on each other. And pretty soon, you're a pretty hot and warm person.
And Dave, you know, I think it is true that marriage takes hard work. It doesn't take a lot of hard work to buy a pornography magazine and just sit there and get some pleasure out of it. It takes some hard work, though, to cultivate a good marriage. And sometimes it takes some serious work to create a good, healthy sexual relationship as well. Some guys make love like an orangutan playing a violin. They don't put any effort into it at all. And ultimately, I think our marriage requires some discipline and hard work.
I think that we need to treat our wives as the weaker vessel. And we need to live in an understanding manner with them. Sexually, certainly, they're different than we are. That doesn't mean that our wives call the shots. But it means that we live in a way that is understanding of them. But the emphasis here is put your investment in the marriage instead of in the pornography. Take that lust where it belongs. In the marriage bed, it's wonderful, it's beautiful, it's blessed. Outside of the marriage bed, it's cursed.
And it destroys. And we've mentioned that it destroys marriages, it destroys families, it will destroy your business life as well. I've known guys whose business life is destroyed because of pornography. Folks, we'll be back in just a moment. The subject today is pornography, and the program is Generations. My name's Kevin Swanson.
People are surprised to discover that my family and I drive an hour and a half to Reformation Church. I must confess, 3 years ago when a friend encouraged us to visit Reformation, my thoughts were, a two-hour drive to church? I don't think so. But because of our friendship, I was willing to make the trip one time. Well, we have been making that drive ever since. You may be thinking, why would anyone drive that far to attend a church? The members at Reformation take their walk with the Lord seriously. They actively encourage one another, building up one another in the faith, and helping to carry each other's burdens. The brothers and sisters at Reformation truly care for one another. But this is not the main reason we attend Reformation. It is only the icing on the cake. The main reason we attend Reformation is because of the centrality of the Word in our worship of the Triune God. His Word is preached with power and authority. At Reformation, we worship the living God, who is mighty and powerful, full of mercy and grace.
Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.
This is Kevin Swanson. Let me tell you, I'm planning to use National Driver Training Institute's program for my son, Daniel, because parent-directed driver education has proven to be the most effective training process in the United States. This program, Help for the Teenager Who Wants to Drive, is approved in Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, and many other states. Your teenager can start the process at 15 years old and receive his license by 16. This course is recognized by every insurance company in Colorado and approved for home study by the state of Colorado. Programs start at just under $100, and you will have everything you need to create a safe driver for life. Call National Driver Training Institute at 800-942-2050. That's 800-942-2050. Or visit them on the web at nationaldrivertraining.com. Let them know you heard about it right here on Generations.
Percent of 6,000 pastors interviewed have seen internet porn in the last 30 days. And pornography is not a problem today. It is a problem. And that's the discussion item on our agenda today on Generations. My name is Kevin Swanson. Thanks for joining us. And Dave, we've been talking about pornography and what happens in the heart of a man. It's obviously an issue of who he loves, but it's also a discontentment that comes in. When a man looks at those images, he says, you know what? This looks better than my wife. Let's face it, that's what he thinks.
Well, and how can he not? We're bombarded with these images, and the people in Madison Avenue and the people in the porn shops, they're out trying to create the image that will have the most, the greatest effect on the most men. And they're good at their job. They are. And so how can a man not be discontent if he's doing the comparison?
If he sets his wife before that centerfold and says, okay, let's compare images for a moment, he's going to find more flaws in his wife than he will in the centerfold. Not to say that the centerfold doesn't have her own issues.
Well, if he knew her issues, he wouldn't be attracted to the centerfold. Right. But the very fact is, it's very hard to airbrush your wife in real time. That centerfold's probably been airbrushed. Yeah. There's not much about her that may be real. Yeah. You know, she may have a straight nose and collagen lips, and the breasts were bought at the best plastic surgeon's house in town, et cetera, et cetera. So we all know that thing. We all know that they just spent 20 minutes or 20 hours making her up. It really doesn't matter. But the problem is that we're doing the comparison. See, that other woman isn't ours.
Right. It's the discontentment issue. And, of course, what the centerfold is trying to do is to get you to be discontented about your wife and to lust something that God has said, hey, that doesn't belong to you. That's the whole process here. This is what's happening. It's called the devil's temptation. He's been doing it since the garden, so it should be no surprise to any of us. But I guess we need to focus on this issue of discontentment. Discontentment is a sin against God, and it's not just a sin for men. It's a sin for women as well, and that's where women can get into the pornographic trap as well.
Well, romance novels are nothing else but creating an image that isn't your husband, something that a woman desires, a romantic situation. Oh, it would be so nice to be that girl who's being ravished on the cover. That's a discontentment with her husband as well.
And she gets pulled into that, Dave. She wants to pretend that she is making love to this idyllic man in this fantasy tale.
Right. And she comes home and she finds out that her husband would rather have a beer, and he's fat and bald and short. And, you know, he doesn't look anything like a prince or a king. All he does is go to work every day, provide and protect and lead his house.
And here this girl in this novel has this beautiful husband, and all she gets is this lousy pig. He says, beer me every 10 minutes, or that's maybe her interpretation. But whatever the case is, we're encouraged to be discontented. And women have this issue as well as men. And really the solutions for men are the same as women. We need to confess this before the cross of Christ. We need to go back to our marriages and start creating something here. We need to start loving our husbands, loving our wives.
And the answer isn't to change husbands who you are. It isn't going to get hair plugs if you're balding. You think that's the answer. The answer is to love your wife with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength, and bring her with you to the cross. Encourage her in her faith. Encourage her in the relationship, and become intimate often, always with one another.
It's hard to deal with this issue extensively on this program, but there is an extensive article that I have presented on the issue of pornography and lust. It is on my website, on my blog. Just go to kevinswanson.com and click on blog. That's kevinswanson.com and click on blog, and you will be there. And I encourage you to read that article. And if it is time for you to confess this sin before God and before others, I'd encourage you to confess it to somebody. Confess it to your spouse, most certainly, if you'd like to confess it to us. If you'd like to say, I've had a problem with this area of pornography, feel free to email us at kevin@check.org. That's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, at check.org. And we will not share the information on the air, but it will give you an opportunity to at least give us an insight as to what God is doing as he's convicting you of this issue. Hopefully this will be the beginning of a new life for you before the Lord. You can interact with this program by emailing me, kevin@check.org. That's kevin@check.org. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere in the world at kevinswanson.com.
This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we lay down a vision for the next generation.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Swanson here. There's a principle that has never let me down. I do business with the people I believe in, and that's why I go with George Sechrist Insurance for all my insurance needs. George is a man of honesty, integrity, and service. George will go the extra mile for you. I've seen him give up himself sacrificially for the needs of others. You can count on George. Auto, life, home, call George at George Sechrist Insurance, 303-979-1288. That's 303-979-1288.
Ladies and gentlemen, I like no-hassle car buying. It's very simple. Here's how it works. Visit McKinneyMotors.com, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y, Motors.com. Click on Contact. Tell them what you want, your price range, and a contact number, and Jeff will go to work for you. He's been in the car business for 20 years. He knows cars. He handles any car, new or used. He'll get the best car for you with the best service at your price at Jeff McKinney Motors. That's McKinneyMotors.com or call 303-660-0303. Call him, tell him what you want, and he will do the work for you. Contact McKinneyMotors.com. That's 303-660-0303.
The reason I bring my family to Reformation Church is because of the strong preaching of the Word. Every week is and has been very insightful into the depths and riches of God's Word. I'm actually challenged again to grow deeper in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Reformation is also a body of believers who are warm, loving, and committed to the truth and to one another. It's a unique body of people who are very willing to stand up for their convictions. A group where the men of the congregation are actually leading their families, not perfectly, but truly are giving their best efforts to be true to what God has called them to as men. The elders are loving and care about the people and show their love in many ways.
Thanks, Tim. Reformation Church in Castle Rock meets at Douglas County High School on Front Street at 10:30 a.m. Sundays, building strong families, a close community, and a generational reformation. Check us out at reformationchurch.com or call 303-648-9606.